We were giving the children that we were giving, and it's not an accident. It's not something cruel that was done to us. We also were giving to our children, and it's not an accident, and it's not a cruel thing. That's how it is. It's a gift for both. Like, we are a gift to our children, and our children are a gift to us. Neither is perfect, definitely, but that means that we're like the perfect match.
Welcome to the Enlightening Motherhood Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Hamblin.
And I'm your co-host, Ashley Schultz.
As moms who are currently in the thick of raising kids with big emotions, we know firsthand how challenging their intense behaviors can be.
And that a little support can go a long way.
This is a non-judgmental community that was created for you or any mom who's feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed.
Each week, either Emily or I will share our experiences, offer practical tips, and interview experts in the field so you can be empowered to help your children with their challenges.
Join us as we help you enlighten motherhood. Hello, everyone. This is Emily. I am super curious over here. Have you ever had a boss or a teacher or known of someone, a grown adult, that was so angry and they struggled so much to handle that anger that they turned to throwing things rather than expressing why they're angry? Or have you ever felt like you wish you could enjoy parenting, but there are just so many challenges and so much going on that it is hard to catch your breath? Finally, have you ever felt like you just don't have time to put into your parenting, or that maybe reaching out and getting help somehow is a sign of failure or a sign that you're not good enough? Okay, I hear you on all of these. Okay, all of these things are near and dear to my own heart. And I know that we are not the only people with these kinds of thoughts, either currently or in the past. That's why I invited another mother that I greatly admire, Lily, to join me in today's podcast. She gets real. She gets vulnerable. She shares about some of her huge struggles. She shares about what she's done to overcome them and what she's doing to overcome them. In fact, she even tells us that she has more parenting challenges, or more challenges in general in life right now, than she used to have. And yet, right now, she's enjoying parenting more. What? She has more challenges and she's enjoying it more. How does that even work? Lily lays it out so beautifully for you in this interview. And of course, she lets you know that you're not alone. I cannot wait to delve in. I cannot wait for you to get to know her. She is a beautiful person. She is a blessing to our community. And she has packed so much amazing goodness and value into this one interview. I also want to give you one quick caveat. We do talk about my Emotionally Healthy Families membership in this interview, but it's not going to just be one big commercial for Emotionally Healthy Families. I am completely okay if you don't end up joining the membership. I'm completely okay if you do end up joining it. I will love and care about you either way. And I also believe that you are going to love and learn so much from this interview. Either way, this is one that I really would encourage you to make the time. It's going to help everyone, no matter where you are on your parenting journey. Okay, without further ado, let's meet Lily. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited because today I'm interviewing one of our wonderful Emotionally Healthy Families members, Lily. And we're just going to talk about her journey. Hello, Lily.
Hi, Emily.
Lily, first of all, thank you for being here. I know you're busy. Do you mind telling people just a little bit about what motherhood is like for you?
Well, yeah, we're married. We have 3 kids, 9, 7, and 3-year-old. We do homeschooling. Actually, we just got back from a field trip at the zoo. And yeah, they're watching videos so I can do this wonderful interview. So I'm excited to be here, actually. Yeah.
Lily, can you just tell us a little bit about your parenting journey? You've been in emotionally healthy families for more than a year now. Can you let us know a little bit about what motherhood was like for you back before you joined?
Sure. So I've been always big into like connection. That was one of my goals with motherhood. I didn't have all of the vocabulary I have now, definitely, and tools. So I always prioritize our relationships. But because I didn't understand a lot of our, how we work, our emotions and all that, I was very harsh. So it was like a parenting with good intentions, but really not much tools. So when things got hard, I would be hard on the kids and hard on me. And it was draining. Many times I felt inadequate. Like I was the bad mom. Like I could never really figure things out. I was just on edge a lot, especially with one of my children that we suspect is neurodivergent. So that's, yeah, with hers, I would have some clashes that I was becoming more and more discouraged. So I would say discouraged, intentional, and lack of compassion.
And I appreciate you sharing this because it's really obvious. It's not that you didn't love your kids. Of course, you loved them and you were, I mean, as a homeschool mom, you dedicate so much time to your children and you were doing so much for them. It was just, you didn't necessarily have the tools and the parenting experience that you were hoping to have. Is that right?
Yes. And I lacked a better perspective, both how we function as humans and the emotional part and behavioral part. I just had maybe a unrealistic expectations too about how children would behave if I was doing the right thing. You know, if I'm doing what this book says, why are my children behaving like this? Or if I love them, why am I acting against them like this?
Yeah. So, that's such a hard place to be in. I'm so glad that you reached out and you did join us and you've been able to grow so much. Why did you decide to join? Like
I'll be super honest. It's funny. So I found about you through a motherhood podcast or something summit like 3 years ago or so. You did a little video, you sure, about sibling rivalry. And I was like, wow, this is so good. And it was only like, what, 10 minutes, 15 minutes? I don't know. It was short, so I could watch it. Because at the time, I could not listen to a podcast that was more than 5 minutes. I could not even watch a video that was more than 10 minutes. So I'm like, oh, I really like her. So I think I listened to some of your podcasts. And then I went online and yeah, you offered some free resources. I did that, one of them. After a while, I think with one of the emails, you offer the membership. I think you had a really good offer. It was even like a 7-day free trial to go on my platform. It was something like that. I'm like, oh, I'll do just 7 days and I'll learn as much as I can. And that's it. That was honestly, because at this point, we weren't within our budget. And then after those 7 days, I told my husband, look, all that I've learned, this is amazing, but it will take me longer. Can I work in it for a couple months until I get more information? And he's like, how much is it? And at the time, yeah, you had certain price. And he's like, yeah, I think we can do that. So we're like, yeah, let's do it. But after 2 months, I told him like, hey, I'm learning so much. And he saw like I would share with him tools. And he was like, yeah, this is good. I'm like, can I keep doing it? He's like, yeah, sure. So that's how we remain.
That's such a good story there. I do try to keep all the prices as low as I can. But I know for some people maybe that are listening, it is still a financial strain to, you know, come up with extra money each month. How, if you don't mind me asking, how have you made that work in your family?
Yes, I think in our case, because we saw the fruit of it. Like we saw how it was adding to our family, you know, like our relationships. We wanted to know how to relate to our, you know, our child it's a little different with her. And we saw it more than worth it. So it became a priority within our budget. Just like, okay, you know, we allow ourselves to go and have ice cream this many times a month. So we can allow ourselves to invest this monthly because it's a priority. It's part of what we need for our family to grow. And that's a priority in our family. Thankfully, my husband and I were on the same page that connection and relationships are the most important. We understand that, for example, academics are important or sports are important. But for us, that's not a priority. So yeah, that's how we made it work. We don't have to put our kids in all the sports leagues and everything, just this little one here, and we keep it simple. And yeah, that's how we've done it.
That's so great. You were able to look at that big picture and see how it fits in that big picture. And even sometimes, even beyond this financial thing, I think it's hard sometimes to step back and go, our kids really don't need to do all the sports and all the lessons and all the things. And I feel a lot of pressure sometimes to do more with my kids. And I love that you're just giving that reminder here that, you know, we don't actually have to do all of it and it's fine. And that relationship with our child is so much more important than the number of sports that they learn how to play.
Yes, yes. Or even academics, honestly. Like, we have smart kids. My husband is super smart and everything. But we're like, no, half of our budget is not going to go toward that. We can do something simple and they can thrive and we can work it out. And it's been working out. So, yeah, that's, we've proven that. Like, they can do great. And it, we have other priorities without, you know, forgetting about taking care of that area. But,
oh, that's so great. I know before I had kids, my idea of what parenthood would be like was so different. And I thought my children would all be like all on the honor roll and doing all the extracurriculars and in all the things. And now it's like, is that not actually how it is? And it's okay. It's okay. Because that I like that you're highlighting here what's the most important. And it's much more important to have that good relationship with my children. And their future can still be amazing if they're learning how to handle big emotions rather than if they're learning how to be the star player on the soccer team.
Yes. Or at workplace, like I was talking to my husband and that clicked me, like that reinforced that priority that we have. He says, I have this person at work, like a boss of a boss or whatever. And he just, when he gets angry, he just starts throwing stuff. I'm like, what? And it's a big company. I'm like, why? How could they have some, like, hire someone? I mean, he's great at his work, but he has this, like, he cannot regulate himself in these conditions. I'm like, that's not successful. I mean, you want to be a compassionate boss, not a perfect one, but you can have tools to help yourself. So I'm like, yeah, whatever my kids will do in life, wherever they're going to work, serve, whatever, this is a big investment in them, teaching them and us learning, because that's the first point. And I think the first step, learning emotional regulation, amazing.
That's so good. I love that you brought the workplace up. I haven't thought of that for a while. Studies consistently show that children that have higher emotional intelligence earn more money throughout their life, which I know it's not our main goal for our kids that they earn a lot of money, but it's really interesting. That's just something easy to study. How much people making and how well are they regulating their emotions? And people that have higher emotional intelligence are earning more money in the workplace. And I'm sure that there's still people, there's still millionaires that can't regulate their emotions.
Oh, I'm sure. No one wants to be around them.
That wouldn't be a fun, I don't know. I don't need to judge them. I just feel like that would be a hard situation to be in.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so you've told us a little bit about what motherhood was like for you. What are three words that would describe what motherhood's like now?
Wow. I think there's more permission to just feel. That's a big, there's permission for feeling us as parents and the children. And it's more hopeful because, yeah, as you say, things are not perfect. Actually, some things have developed and, within us, even within me, that I didn't know. And it's been more challenging, but there's hope. I've noticed hope because I'm like, yeah, we can grow. I've learned a lot with you with that mentality of progress, not perfection. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
So hopeful, another one. Enjoyable in the sense that as I've learned and with the membership, having a curious mind. Instead of a critical or just judgmental with whatever behaviors my behaviors or other people's behaviors. But yeah, it's developing more that curiosity and enjoyment of life itself.
That's so good. Okay, so you're saying there's more permission to feel, it's more hopeful, and it's more enjoyable. This is what's so interesting, Lily. You also said that you have more challenges. How is life more enjoyable, more hopeful, when you also have more challenges? Because so many times don't we think that it can't be enjoyable unless we get rid of the challenges? How is it that you have more challenges, yet it's more enjoyable and more hopeful?
I think the goal changed within parenting also, and expectations. You know, you get married or you have children because you want to be happy. You just think up all the things that you can get from them. How much can they fill your buckets? And then you realize that it's not about getting, but about giving. And in that giving, it can turn into like, I'm drained. Like, I have nothing to give. And it's just hard. But then as you grow and you learn, I've learned a lot through your membership, all these mentalities, you know, progress over perfection, hope that we can grow, that our brains can change even when we're adults, and that there's a lot of compassion, and all of these important things that I've learned have helped me to even change that mentality of I want motherhood is for making me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Then motherhood is just part of this beautiful process of life that we have been given so we can love better. And because love is unconditional, then when you get closer to that goal, then there's more joy. So circumstances and challenges stop being that thing that you just want to avoid all the time so you can be happy. And you start seeing, I'm like, oh, here comes a big challenge. Okay, this is going to make us grow closer to one another. This is going to make me stronger in things that I thought I could never do. Or this is going to make me more humble in things that I thought I was great and I'm not. Then it's going to make me more dependable on help, which is great. Because needing and help and being aware of it is great. It's a great place to be. It's very liberating. And I know our society and everywhere is like, no, you have to do it all by yourself. You need to be very independent. And anyways, that's another whole topic. But yeah, that's how I think it becomes more enjoyable. It's motivating.
I got goosebumps and teary
eyed. Oh,
it's just such a good reminder, because honestly, today was one of those challenging days for me. And to remember the purpose of, you said it so perfectly, the purpose of motherhood is not to make me happy. It's for me to love more. And that's so true. This is what's kind of funny. As we love more, we become happier.
Yes.
Even though we're not trying to make ourselves happy, we end up being happier.
Yeah, our buckets are filled like in a way that we just, it's amazing.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you for sharing that. So I'm just, as the coach here, feeling so proud of you, because I don't think the Lily of a year ago could have said, it's great that I need help.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. That's a big shift that you've made.
Yes. Yes. I thought in the beginning, before, that's why I said when we started the membership, I was like, oh, I can just learn, you know, and make my notes and I can take it from here because I'm great, you know, like.
Well, you are great.
I can manage. I mean, I thought I didn't really need much help. That's what I meant. Like, I didn't need to learn much because, I mean, I did some years of medical school. I was trained with some neurologists. They taught me some cool classes. So I don't need to learn more about what I need. And I can read a book. And I thought I had it together, honestly. And I was putting all our crisis and my crisis and motherhood in just like boxes, like, oh, this is a one thing happening like here and there. And it's just part of something I don't want to just put much attention on. And yeah, I think I was a little bit deceived or just, ignorant of my neediness. And now I'm happy. I'm happy to be needy. I'm happy to recognize it. It's honestly liberating to know that that we can help each other. I can learn so much from you, from other moms. That's something else. It's not just all that you have taught us and helped us with coaching and the calls, but I'm just listening to other moms share, you know, even their questions or their feedbacks. Wow, you can learn so much from people that are going through so many hard things and they don't even know that they're teaching you all that. Yeah.
They think they're just on the call to get help, which of course they are, but in the process, they're also helping.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is so amazing too, that when we think about when we reach out for help, we end up helping others in return. That's
wow.
So great.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Oh, that's great. And I know me too. I feel like our society really thinks that moms need to do everything alone and wear all the hats and do all the things. And somehow we're a failure if we don't. And yeah. Giving that idea up for me and realizing that that's just a story that culture has made up in my head and that I don't have to believe it anymore. You're right. It's just so powerful because now it's like, oh, I don't have to do this alone. And you know what? Neither does Lily and neither does so-and-so. In fact, we're all going to be helping each other and we're going to be humans in a human experience, which is never supposed to just be alone, right?
Yes. Amazing. Yeah.
Oh, so good. Okay. So you went from like hopeless to hopeful and you went from not really enjoying, like loving your kids, but not really enjoying your time as much. And now you're enjoying it more. What's the work that you have done that's helped you to make that shift in your parenting? I mean, of course, you joined the membership, but anyone could join a membership and not do anything, right? So what's the work that you have done?
I've tried to prioritize the coaching calls. I've seen, for me, it's been helpful, very helpful, especially this past, let's say, half year. And the first time I listened to the videos that you have in the course that you have, I forget the word.
Yeah,
that you have online. Yeah, to make time to listen, let's say, weekly, one or two of them. So advance as much as I could. I haven't finished it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I got to a point that I'm like, wow, I still need to meditate, like chew on a lot of this. But my work was, let's make sure that I continue listening, like making time to review the videos and making it to the call. That's my work.
How do you find time? You are so busy. You're a homeschooling mom of three. How do you find the time?
That's a really good question, because that's the same question I ask myself. I'm like, will I be able to do this? I love that you have made the classes, like, honestly, 10-minute long videos. And I'm like, okay, I usually do groceries by myself, so I can listen to two videos on my way there and on my way back. And if I happen to run an errand and my husband is taking care of the kids, or for some reason they're not with me, I can do that. So that's how I made it happen the first year for the videos. For the coaching classes, I have to put alarms because I forget. I have to write it in a planner and then ask my husband, like, hey, I have this call. Is it okay if you watch the kids for that time? And he's been very helpful the time that he has been able to. Other times what I've done is just I put videos, sit them down with snacks and watch this, because it's worth it. I hate putting my kids on screens. I tend to be very strict on that, but I'm like, this is worth it. I'm not being a bad mom. I'm actually making time so I can be a better mom.
Oh, you've made so many healthy shifts in your mindset and your perspective that it's just it's inspiring listening to you, and I love that you're still working on it too. I know a lot of times for the coaching calls, you'll be driving and I'll say, Lily, did you have a question? And there's a silence and then it's like, oh, sorry, I'm driving and I'm just listening today.
Like, yeah.
Okay, right, that's fine. You can just listen.
We're cooking.
Yes. Yeah. We have the calls at all different times because we have people in Australia and people on the East Coast and on the West Coast. And so we try to accommodate a lot of different times. So yeah, that's great. You make it work. And when you can't make it, you'll catch the replay in our private podcast. And so that's something else you've been taking advantage of, which has been great.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. So what are some specific like tools or lessons that you feel that you've learned? So I know you talked about like, yeah, you got on the portal and you watched the videos, but can you think of like a specific tool or specific lessons that you've learned?
Yes, the upper brain and the bottom brain, downstairs and upstairs brain, understanding that and how it goes in children and us. I'm like, wow, I can see. Yeah, for instance, today my kids were like so tired. It's been a hot day. It's been a long day. And they were having a tantrum for something that was not that big of a deal. And so instead of me saying, well, why are you doing this? Or like I used to, why do you do this to me? Or I already gave you this. Why aren't you happy? I'm like, in my brain, okay, they've had a long day. They're tired. Their body budget is really down. So it's okay. I can remain calm. I'm fine. I can run calmly. And it's okay if they scream, you know, make sure they're safe. So we drive. And yeah, that's a tool, that understanding of those, the body budget and the upstairs, downstairs brain. Another tool is you helped me with one worksheet for doing a sensory profile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Understanding how our children are different and how some sensory inputs for one of them is just like, she's very sensitive, let's say, to temperature changes. So I need to be aware, okay, if this happens to her, it's not because she wants to be mean to me or she wants to just scream and get attention. No, it's because she, yeah, right now she's having a hard time here. There was one video I actually was sharing today with someone that changed a lot of my parenting, is the one that you talk about, disrespect, like perceived disrespect. That's been life-changing. Yeah.
That's great. That's one of my favorite ones too. Yes. So I'm glad.
Yes.
I'm really glad that it's been helpful for you. Now, in this membership, we don't necessarily work as much with the kids, but if someone wants to come and get help with how to work with their kids, of course they'll get it. And because I really do believe the parent knows the child best. So I can give ideas and then you have to go in. You have to be the one to help your kid because you know them much better than I do. But how have you seen this help in your children? Have you seen any shifts in their behaviors or their abilities to handle their emotions?
Yeah, my oldest has grown because we've used some tools, like repeating what they're saying, like, oh, I'm angry because it's unfair. You took this from me. And just repeating back with, oh, you're angry because you're upset because you think it's unfair that I did this to you. Just that. Within a year, we've seen the changes that he's using his own words to explain why he's angry. So he's like engaging his logical brain while he's even being angry. And I'm like, wow. Or even he's had instances where someone has done something wrong to him, like a friend or something. And he has been able to come up to them like, hey, I don't like what you did. You did this. Like, that's been huge for him. I've seen that growth in him.
That is with so our middle, powerful. I'm sorry. I'm just getting goosebumps again. Can you imagine your husband's boss, if he had the ability to, instead of throwing things when he's angry, if he, his whole life had known that whenever I say things that I'm angry, I know I'm going to be listened to. So I'm going to work on developing the skill of saying things when I'm angry, which is what you've done with your kid. He knows you'll listen to him. So it's worth him developing that skill. Could you imagine the boss, instead of having to throw things, to be able to say, hey, look, that project didn't go the way that I wanted it to. And I'm really frustrated that it didn't turn out. In fact, I'm angry because I told you how it should turn out and you didn't meet my expectations. Like, that's not something anyone needs to hear from a boss, but wouldn't that be so much better than throwing things?
Yes, definitely. And now that you mentioned, yeah, my oldest son was one that threw things. He would just throw things or kick things. We have a hole in our wall. It still needs to be fixed. And he's only 9 years old and the hole was made like 2 years ago. Yeah. So yeah, that growth is amazing. Seeing him like control his body, like being able to release his energy when he's angry and different in talking, speaking, and being knowing that we're listening. It's been amazing. Yeah. Oh, with a little one, she's a toddler. Well, she's almost 4, and it works great using her little stuffies or animals to teach her lessons or to talk to her. It's like, she doesn't want to eat something, and we tell her anyway how appealing it could be or what we can help her, and it doesn't work. And we just grab like a little stuffy and say the exact same thing to her. And she listens to the stuffy. So the first time my husband, he just dropped his mouth. He was like, I can't believe it. He was so proud. He's like, I'm so proud of you. I'm like, no, I just learned this. It works. So he does it. Like, we do it, like, and it still works. We don't know for how long, but it's been amazing. And she enjoys it.
Oh, that's awesome. And that's where you need to know your own kid. Because if you tried that with a different kid, the other kid might be like, Mom, what are you doing?
Yes.
But it
yes.
works for this kid. So that's yes. great.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. You're finding like these out of the box tools and you're trying new ways, and it's this big toolbox. And then, you know, that might not work forever. And when it stops working, that's okay. You can find a new tool to, yes. to help with that situation.
Yes. Knowing that has been also very life changing, that it doesn't have to work all the time and that's okay.
Yes. Yep. And I'm not that all or nothing thinking that I have for sure. Sometimes I need that reminder. In fact, today, with one of my kids, we were playing with blocks, and I was like, this is a chance to talk about getting ready for school. And so I made the blocks into people and a mom and a kid. And the mom went to the kid and said, hey, Sammy, it's time to get ready for school, like these play blocks. And then Sammy said, stop it. Don't talk to me. Go away. And then I turned to my kid and said, oh, man, what do you think's going on? And my 5-year-old said, Mom, it sounds like Sammy's having a really hard time.
Oh.
And I said, why do you think he's having a hard time? He said, I think somebody just destroyed one of his art projects and he'd worked so hard on it. And now he's really angry and he's not ready to.
Wow.
So it was like, he's aware. He's so much more aware. I couldn't have done that at 5. I don't know if I could have done that at 20.
It's so no. Definitely no.
In terms of, you know, is he writing paragraphs and essays at 5? No, but I really think this is more important.
Yes.
So much more important.
Yes.
So any parent right now that's feeling hopeless, who's feeling down, feeling stressed, overwhelmed, end of the rope, maybe they're just not enjoying parenting. What advice would you give to them?
Well, it's in my heart right now, and it's what we've been telling ourselves in the season that I'm saying, yeah, we've had challenges with our middle one as far as we don't know how to meet her needs when she's not feeling well, when she's having a hard time, is that we were giving the children that we were giving, and it's not an accident. It's not something cruel that was done to us. We also were giving to our children, and it's not an accident, and it's not a cruel thing. That's how it is. It's a gift for both. Like, we are a gift to our children and our children are a gift to us. Neither is perfect, definitely. But that means that we're like the perfect match. This might not be the right words, but it's like out of all the parents in the world, we were chosen to have those children. And that means that God, you know, trusts us. Even though he knows we don't have it figured out, but he's like, I know you can do it. So there's that confidence. Not because we are so clever and the best parents, but there's that confidence that they're in the place that they need to be, and we're in the place that we need to be. So, yeah, to be encouraged with that reality, that it doesn't have to be happy all the time, and that happiness is definitely not the goal in this life, but love will bring happiness, that's for sure. Never give up in doing well what you're doing. You're trying your best, that we will bear fruit in the right time. And parenting is something that we definitely have to wait a lot of years to see fruit, not just in our children, but us. So to be encouraged is a long run. It's definitely not made for this culture that everything has to be fast and everything has set to satisfy and to meet our expectations. It's not that, but the fact that it's not that, it doesn't mean that is the best thing you can experience.
Yeah, that is so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. So, Lily, just in a nutshell, if someone were to say to you, what is emotionally healthy families? How would you describe it?
Okay, it's a place where you'll meet people that are doing the same journey as you with different challenges, but they're facing stuff. It's a place where we meet to help each other, where we learn so much. It's a place where you can find like practical advice. They're not going to tell you do this, do that, but you will be empowered to find your way, what works best for you. It's a safe place to grow. I see it as a place you will go to get tools we're longing for, we're needing to have a more enjoyable, deeper relationships, not just within parenting, but even like marriage or friendships too, like, or with your own parents or with siblings. Like, I've learned so many things to relate to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great. I know, it's funny. We don't talk. We have some bonus trainings on marriages. And we talk a little bit about like husband-wife dynamic, but there's not a lot in the membership on marriages yet. That's something I'd like to add more as we grow and develop. But so many people come and say, wow, this helped me in my marriage. And yes. I talk about that too, that reflective listening of, okay, I'm going to use this tool that I consider a parenting tool. I'm going to use it with my husband during this argument. And instead of telling him my point of view, I'm going to wait and listen to his first and make sure I understand it and repeat it back to him. And it's just awesome. And you've applied it to friends and to siblings, and I use it with my own parents. Oh, that's great. Okay, we're going to wrap it up. Do you have any final thing that you want to say before we say goodbye?
Yeah, I think I would encourage people that are kind of like in the fence, like, should I not? For different reasons. You know, it could be like, I don't have time for this, or it could be like, yeah, I don't have the budget right now, or I don't really know if I want to do this, if it's going to help at all. I think there's plenty of options for you to start little. You can just get the emails. Just getting, for instance, just subscribing to the emails that Emily sends, like Monday, like every Monday, some reflections. And some of them I'm like, wow, that's what I needed. So if you start with that, that's going to be very helpful. I don't think nothing is wasted if you decide to just grab any resource that she can say, just the podcast itself. I encourage you to invest in you and your family with that, you know, 10 minutes a week or, you know, 5 minutes every Monday to read it. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. And this is just fun. The original summit interview that you found me on with the sibling conflict, that is actually in the portal in the bonus module. So that is fun. You can go and rewatch that. That was the very first interview I ever did when I started my business. And I was so nervous and so ecstatic. Jessica Jackson had invited me and I was so teeny tiny small. And when she invited me, I had like 100 followers on Instagram. And she kind of took a risk inviting the newbie. And I'm so glad she did because it was a really good experience. And I've connected with a lot of people from that and since then.
Wow. I mean, yeah, it was a life-changing experience for me.
You were one of the very first, and you're still here with a lot of our other founding members, and we'll be inviting more in. We're going to have just a wonderful, wonderful group. Okay, Lily, thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you for taking the time out of your extremely busy day to still come.
Yes, I was nervous, but I'm like, I have been helped so much with moms that have opened up, that have shared many other stories in your podcast and another podcast, and I'm like, wow, and they're moms like me, you know, like, maybe I can help. I think I can. Yes. So I'm very happy to do that. That's a joy, you know, I'm giving, and it's just bringing me so much happiness. So
oh, that's good. And I'm sure that this is going to help many people listening. If anyone's listening and it did help, reach out, and I can forward any of your messages to Lily. I'm sure that she'll love to hear them.
Oh, thank you.
Unless you're in the membership, just come and talk to her yourself in our group there. Okay. Thank you, Lily, again for your time. And thank you for the work that you're doing on yourself and for your family. I'm so passionate about this work because I feel like it's going to have this ripple effect in the world as we empower more parents and they empower their children, and then the children go out and they're able to hold those kind boundaries with friends and show friends what it's like to be angry without exploding. And it's just, they enter the workforce and they go to school and they have roommates and they have families of their own. It's just wonderful. It's so inspiring every time I see that you don't give up no matter how hard it gets, and you keep going and you make progress even when you have new challenges come. You're an inspiration to me and to so many other people. So thank you, Emily. Oh,
thank you, Emily, for starting that ripple.
If you would like to join us inside of Emotionally Healthy Families, we would love to welcome you in. You can either join now or join the waitlist, depending on if doors are open or closed, at emotionallyhealthyfamilies.com/membership. And of course, that link is in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you have a beautiful week.